Okay, here we go. Five ideas on Berachos Koinim. Our learning should be in Schus for first in the Berachos Tzvi B'Rivka Batya B'Sor Shulchayistro. First idea comes to us from the Or Pnei Moshe. The pasuk says, "Daber al Aaron ve'albanav lemor, speak to Aaron and his children, saying." And says the Or Pnei Moshe, the word lemor seems to be very extra here in Paragraph of Pasuk of Gimel. What's the Kaddish Baruch Hu to tell Moshe about lemor? What's lemor? Says the Or Pnei Moshe, a beautiful idea. He says, we know that at the end of the day, Kaddish Baruch Hu is charging Aaron and the Kohanim and his sons to be able to make sure when you lead Klai Yisrael, when you give them brachas, make sure to do it be'amira, which we know lemor is raka. It's all soft language. When you're leading the Jewish people, when you're in your state of authority, in the state of position of having being mashpia, make sure to do it in amira, lemor, in a soft way, in a gentle way, in a caring way. Beautiful idea of the Or Pnei Moshe. Second idea comes to us from the Yirmei Chaim of Vizhnitz, a similar idea. So the pasuk continues on. This is how you should bless Klal Yisrael. Says the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz, Reb Chaim Meir of Vizhnitz. What's the pshat? Kos of Aruch Bnei Yisrael. Habracha hagadola beyoser hi. What's the greatest bracha that a Jew can ask for? Is Es Bnei Yisrael. Is Es Bnei Yisrael means that when the Jews are together, hayosim kshur ba'achudim in Klal Yisrael. Es Bnei Yisrael means when Jews are together and they have achdus and they have unity and community and they're caring and concerned for each other, that's what it's all about. That's why Nassau is always read, usually always read it on right after Shavuos or before Shavuos. Talk about each Nasi. At the end of the Parsha, each Nasi is bringing their own karma. It's really the same thing. Okay, they have different kavanas, this and that. They're famous from Ban. But at the end of the day, we're all one. Kos of Aruch, you know what? When you want to know what this is, how you should bless them, the biggest bracha is Es Bnei Yisrael, that they get along together beautifully and harmonically. Beautiful idea from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. Third idea, at the end of the pasuk, Daber al Aruch v'anav lema kos of Aruch es Bnei Yisrael amor lahem. And you should say to them, Rashi says, Amor, what's Amor? Kimo zachar v'shamar. Right? Amor, the same way, it's direct, it's constant. Just like, it's Amor, it's like the same, right, in the Hebrew language. It's just like Amor, zachor shamar, in that Hebrew language, in that Hebrew phrasing. Says the Belzer Rebbe, much deeper idea. He says the same way that we have zachor v'shamar, and we have a mitzvah to remember Shabbos constantly. Right? One of the six commandments, zachor v'shamar, Shabbos l'kadsho. We have six commandments, the things to remember daily. The same way we remember Shabbos daily. Kamo zachar kachi. This is the same obligation, amor lehem, to bless Jews. Kachi hachova levarch b'chol eis es Yisrael, says the Belzer Rebbe, zachor dovo bells. The same way we have a reminder, be able to remember Shabbos, you also have to remember to bless Jews, to give brachas to Jews. Not only talking about Kohanim, to say good things to Jews, to bless Jews, to give blessings to Jews and brachas to all of Klal Yisrael, to give positivity to everyone we meet. The fourth idea is a very similar idea from the Noam Megadim, the Yismach Yisrael. So we know, you go into the brachas, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Hashem shall bless you and guard you. Ask the Noam Megadim and the Yismach Yisrael, really both say the same idea. They say, why is it, all these brachas are written in singular language. Why is it all Torah's Yachid? Why is it Lashon Yachid? It says in the Noam Megadim, as Rabbi Simon quotes the Noam Megadim, one of the classical Hasidic Sfarim, and the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael, says, there's no greater bracha in a Jew's life for Shalom. Klal Yisrael say, Chazal say, excuse me, there's no greater bracha than Shalom. Says the Noam Megadim, Yismach Yisrael, you want to know why it's in Yachid? It's in Yachid to know when you're together, Tuchal HaBracha L'chol Aleim. Then the bracha could come to you. When you're together, you're not thinking about his parnasa or his parnasa or their parnasa. When you're together, meaning that you're caring for other people's problems and other people's challenges and other people's tests and other people's this, when you're together, then you get all the brachas in the world. That's why it's Lashon Yachid. To remember that the greatest bracha is when you care about each other. Beautiful insights from the Noam Megadim Yisrael. And finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us from the Biala Rebbe in Divrei Bina, Rebbe Yitzchak Yaakov in Biala. So the pasuk ends off in Vav Chav Zayin. And you shall place my name upon them, upon Klal Yisrael, and I will bless them. Rashi has the two ideas, who that refers to. But says, Shmi Abanei Yisrael, says the Divrei Bina. Shmi Abanei Yisrael means that the Iker Tafkid, the Iker job of a Kohen, is to teach every Jew their Tafkid in life. And to be able to find the Chodesh Baruch Hu in their life. That's what it means, means that a Kohen's job, or a Rebbe's job, a parent's job, a friend's job, is to help each other, to help ourselves find their HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Find me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, in everything you do in your life, find your purpose and the way you're going to connect it back to me. Let's just review these five ideas. Dor Panei Moshe says, what is the idea here of Daber Al Arav Albanov? Lemor, what's Lemor? Lemor is a Lashon Raka. Make sure when the Kohanim are blessing, make sure they do it in a ba'av, and make sure they do it in a caring way, in a loving way. Like Aaron HaKohen, Oiv Shalom, Roidiv Shalom, Mishnah Perkei Yav, as a Perkei Yav, Mishnah Yud Beis. The second idea, the Imre Chaim Avisha says, Kosev Archu, the greatest bracha is Es B'nei Yisrael. When the Jews are together, and they're unified, and they're connected, and they're committed to each other. The third idea, B'Sachar Dova Bells, Amor Lahem, Rashi says, Amor Lahem, Kemo Zachar V'Shamar, just like Zachar and Shamar, Amor. It says the Bells Rebbe, bunch a deeper idea, just that we have a constant obligation to remember Shabbos. We have a constant obligation to bless Jews, to have positive things to say about Klal Yisrael as well. Don't take a bracha lightly from a Jew. Says the Belzer Rebbe, to always be constantly giving out brachas and blessing each other. Noam Megadim Yisrach Yisrael say, why is it in all in Torah? Siyachah, why is it in a singular fashion? But Chosh Baruch Hu says there's no greater bracha than Shalom. There's no greater bracha when you care about each other. And it's not only about your bank account or your ruchnius or your gashmas. Everyone, we're always caring for each other. Klal Yisrael Revim Zel Azeh. And when once you realize that you're together, it's all singular, you're together, then all the brachas of the Kohanim can come to effect. And finally, fifth and final idea, what does this mean, Shmi'a B'nei Yisrael? That a Kohen's job is to teach every Jew their tafkid, their purpose in this world, and to be able to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shmi'a B'nei Yisrael, to make sure that you find Kadosh Baruch Hu in every Jew's life. To make sure the Kohen is charged with this, Shmi'a B'nei Yisrael, to find the Shem Hashem in everything and every Jew, and to tell them their purpose. We should bezochah Be'ez Hashem to take these five beautiful ideas on Berachas Kohanim and to infuse them into our lives. Be'ez Hashem, B'Shabbos Shkoyach.